Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to have a song called Mona Lisa, Masterpiece, here in The Love Journey. Good morning, family. This is Janine and Ingram.
That's more like it, New York. No, really, I love you too. So this is supposed to be intimate, right? So as I said before, some years ago, I took a break. No more break. And it got to be a little longer than expected, but I never really said why I wanted a break. I found myself in a really, really bad situation with a man. And we saw him hanging. No, that's right. And it got to be abusive. And, you know, I stayed in the relationship because I loved him. And love can make you do some really crazy things, and it can make you accept some really, really crazy things. And I thought I was doing what was right. I was trying to stay, be the damn chick, ride for my man. He gonna get it together. He ain't gonna do it again, y'all. But I had to realize that I had to love myself more than I loved him. And real love doesn't do that. We know that, right? Real love don't hit you. And it took me a long time to come to that place where I truly loved myself and I appreciated myself. But I finally started to do that, and I knew it was best that I had to go. I had to walk away from that situation. And so I wrote this song on my new album, Reality Show. Y'all gonna pick that up, Reality Show?
Thank you.
But this song, I debuted actually in London, my first show back, and it's called Mona Lisa, Masterpiece. And now I realize that I am a masterpiece. And I love myself however I come, skinny or thick. Because it gets hard, you know, in society to appreciate the things about you that are different. And I felt like that for a long time, but now I can finally say I'm free of that. I love myself exactly how I am, and I want you guys to love yourself too. So I want you to check out this song, all right, Mona Lisa.
Oh,
Wow. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. And that was a song called Mona Lisa, the masterpiece. And when I was thinking about that song this morning when I woke up, I thought about it because so many of us, so many people feel not worthy enough, not beautiful enough, and not amazing enough. And so I don't know if you were able to really encompass the words, but her words says, my eyes ain't used to these rays. I'm feeling exposed, but I can't hide no more. I can't hide. And the sun shines on all my glory, and my flaws don't look so bad at all. What was I afraid of? Because every part of me is a vision of a portrait of Mona Lisa, and every part of me is beautiful, and I finally see I'm a work of art. You see, I am a masterpiece. This I tried so long to fight, filling my head with lies that I'm really not good enough. Then I heard something in my ear tell me I'm perfect now, that I know the truth. Time to show and prove that I'm a masterpiece. You see, every part of me is a portrait. It's a portrait of Mona Lisa, and every part of me is beautiful because I finally see that I'm a work of art. I am a masterpiece. You see, and now I see the pretty colors on my canvas. I'm a work of art. I'm a Mona Lisa. I'll share my picture with the world because I'm not afraid to let it show anymore. I can light the night. I can shine so bright. Mona Lisa, let my colors paint the sky. I can light the night, shine so bright. There is beauty in my eyes, and I can see it now. I believe it now, and I can feel it now. I can light the night because I can shine so bright. It took a while for me to see I'm a work of art, that I'm a masterpiece, that I am beautiful. I am beautiful because every part of me is a vision of a portrait of Mona Lisa, and every part of me is beautiful. And I finally see that I am a work of art. I am a masterpiece. And I just wanted to share that song with you this morning to remind you that you are a masterpiece. Let's start with the end. Recognizing that there really is only one power. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many names. And on this line, we recognize it is God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So in this right now moment, I want you to become very intentional about the breath, releasing every thought and every feeling and every emotion that ever reminded you that you were not the masterpiece. And so in this right now moment, I want you to release all of that idea and invite the divine love presence into this right now moment, into this space, breathing in all of your greatness, breathing in all that God is in you, as you, all around you, together, family. I want us to take in a deep breath, recognizing that there is power in the breath. You see, sometimes we forget to breathe. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to breathe. By taking in a breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight. Remember to breathe in to the heart and deep into the diaphragm. And when you're releasing all the things that no longer serve our higher purpose, it's time to shine. It's time to recognize your greatness. So together, become still. Let's become still. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. and release it. Breathe again. Come, Holy Spirit. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe and release. One more time. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father God, precious and Holy Spirit, we come before you today. Come, Holy Spirit, asking that every word of our mouth, come, O Holy Spirit, and every meditation of our hearts, come and be so acceptable in thy sight as we speak from our transcending power, God. Speak to somebody's mind today, God. Father, Mother God, as I ask you to open our minds to receive this Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless our thoughts, that our thoughts will be your thoughts this morning, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and anoint our thoughts. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless every word that we speak, that our words will be your words, God. I'm asking you to even bless our eyes, that we can see with the spiritual 2020 vision this morning, God, that we can see the way you see, Holy Spirit, that we can see the goodness and the masterpiece that we were created and sent to the planet to be. Oh, Holy Spirit, may we only hear the words that are the melodic sounds of your words, God. Oh, bless our ears this morning to hear the melodic sounds of you, God. Come, Holy Spirit, bless and anoint our body temple. Bless and anoint every cell in our body as it return to every, that it may return to the highest vibratory energy in this system right now, God. Father God, as we come empty today, God, that we may surrender our will right now, presence of our higher mind, knowing that we are all that you are right now, God, that we may come empty and be filled and overflowed by the very essence of your being in us right now, God. As we invoke your presence, as we invite our higher mind self, as we come empty right now, God, to be filled by your presence right now, God. Come and let us touch the hem of your garment. Let us feel the vibratory energy of your presence in us right now, God. Let it fill us to the overflow right now, God. And let us know that we know that we know that we know whose and what we are. In this knowing, God, let us operate in a true knowing, God, as we walk this planet in our mastery, authority, and dominion, God, that we can see our very own greatness, God, that we can know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that we came to this planet to do magnificent things, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bless our purpose, God, and let our purpose unfold right now, God. Let the goals of our soul come forth right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bless each and every person under the sound of my voice this morning, God. Come and bless this call this morning, God. Come and enlarge our territory this morning, God. Come and enlarge our territory right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless everything we touch, God. Oh, everything we touch shall prosper, God. Oh, everywhere we go shall prosper, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to come and anoint our hands, God. Oh, come that we touch everything that will turn to gold, God, even platinum gold. God, I'm asking you to anoint our feet that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bless our presence, God, that everywhere we go, God, the atmosphere change, Holy Spirit, that the molecules change just because we got there, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let the atmosphere change because of our very presence. It's a healing presence, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bless us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet today, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to come right now, God, and bless the very essence of who we came to present as you on the planet, God, and let it be so known, God, that we hit the planet, God, that it won't be, won't be nothing left when we get ready to leave, because we will have played filled out, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm just grateful for every gift and every talent. I'm grateful for every gift and talent that you have given us to shine on the world today, God. Because in your words you said our gifts and our talents shall make room for us today, God. In the mighty consciousness, we come forth to live the dream that you have for us today, God. Oh, we come right now surrendering to the still voice, God, to hear the melodic sounds of you, to direct and lead and guide us in this way, God. We know that your ways sometimes are not our ways, but God, we come empty this morning, ready to follow your will, God, ready to surrender to your will, Holy Spirit, ready to come forth in the knowing that you are all that we are, God, and that your will is our will and our will is in alignment with yours. Holy Spirit, come right now and direct our path. Come, Holy Spirit, and direct and lead and guide us. Let there be light in our path, God. Peace in our path, God. And let there be love in our path, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be all that you have for us to be, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and open up your doors, your windows, your gates, your heaven, and pour out a blessing that it won't be even room enough for us to receive it, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come and rain down your blessing, God. Accelerate us into our place of blessing today, God. I'm asking you to thrust us into our place of being, God. I'm asking you to open up your doors, your gates, and your heaven, and pour out a supernatural, explosive blessing upon our life today, God. I'm asking for supernatural, explosive favor over our life right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I know that we come together in this like mind consciousness, knowing that we can manifest all of our goodness in this knowing, God. And when we raise our consciousness today, God, I ask you to bring forth a raised consciousness right now, God. I ask you to come and speak to somebody's mind today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and speak to somebody's cells today, God, that they may be healed today, God, by your word today, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and let somebody hear you today, because somebody came with the mind to be blessed today, God. Somebody came with the heart to be blessed. God, I'm asking you to anoint us today, God. I'm asking you to anoint us with the anointing of Abraham, that we will be so blessed, God, even the blessed will call us blessed, God. I'm asking you to anoint us today with the anointing of Solomon for wealth and wisdom, God, to move your kingdom forward on earth, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come and give us the anointing of David on our lips, God, that our cup has runneth over, God. Oh, give us the heart of David, the leadership of Moses, the physical presence of Christ, God, to turn water into wine. Let our alchemist energy shine forth today. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be all that you are in us today. And may we be somebody's blessing today, God. May we be wherever we are, the blessing that you called us forth to be, God, that our very presence will be a blessing to somebody today, God. Let us speak your words, God. Let us think your thoughts, God. Let us see like you see, God, in the mighty consciousness, in the mighty name and nature of all that is God, all that is good, we say together. Amen. And so So it is. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, good morning, good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds. Oh, good morning to the land and the soil, the flowers and the trees. Good morning to the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, and the ethers. Good morning, universe. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. As we invite the angels into this call, good morning, angels. As we invite the archangels, good morning, archangels. As we invite the ascended masters, good morning, ascended masters. Our master guides and spirit guides, we invite and invoke the presence of the unseen committee. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And as we stop each Monday through Friday and just pay homage to our ancestors together, speaking the names of those we love, our known ancestors, and even inviting the unknown ancestors to name. Speak the name. Anastasia McAdoo. Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Mama Colette Grant. And then to all our known ancestors, we invite them into this space right now, knowing that there is no separation in spirit. Good morning to all of your known ancestors that you have spoken and spoken the words of their names this morning. And as we also offer energy into those that we may not know their names, but we give homage to those and invite them into the presence of this call. Good morning, ancestors. Pay homage to you. We give thanks as we stand on your shoulders this morning to continue the legacy that you left. Call us. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning, my Love Journey family. Good morning to my kings and queens, my gods and goddesses, my millionaires and billionaires and multimillionaires and multi-billionaires and New York Times best authors and all of multi inventions and all the greatness that will come from you. Good morning. As we honor your presence this morning, the light in me greets and honor the light in you, the love in me greets and honor the love in you, and the God in me greets and honors the God in you this morning. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your love experience. And yes, this is an experience. And today we're going to be talking about focus, focus, focus. I'm excited that you come to the Love Journey to share in this moment. I want to thank you for your presence. Thank you for all that you are to me. Again, because of you, I am. All right, we're going to get started with reading of the science of the mind. But you know, I got to play a little Christmas song, right? I got to start off with something because it is the season. And the season for Christmas to me is love, 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 love. All right, this is This Christmas by The Whispers as I pull up the science of the mind.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be and cards.
Yes, yes. Good morning. Good morning. That was The Whispers This Christmas right here on The Love Journey with Janine and Ingram, I tell you. I am super excited to spend Christmas with my family. My oldest daughter is bringing in new life, and she's bringing another little girl, and I'm just so elated to welcome this new baby to the planet. And I just sometimes I think about my mom. I wish she was here to see it. But she's here seeing it in her way, right? All right. Well, I'm reading from The Science of the Mind. And today it says, try bamboo for peace. Fenwick Holmes, in a book called The Law of Mind Action, on page 92, said, our highest concept is our vision of the self as at one with the Father in nature and power. You see, there must be an alliance with the unseen. Ernest Holmes once said in a book called Creative Mind on page 24, the secret place of the Most High is in our own soul. When God dwells in eternal peace and infinite calm, God walks the waters of life undisturbed by the waves and the storms. Wow. In The Science of the Mind, in the days when an elephant would walk through a town with its keeper, the elephant's trunk was a curious part of the equation. It had a natural tendency to explore wherever it wanted, disrupting fruit carts, kiosks as it made its way down the street. It had no qualms about helping itself to whatever fruit or artifacts on one side of the street caught its attention. And while disrupting the carts on the other side with its back end in search of that perfect, delectable treat, leaving a broken mess in its wake, to solve this problem, the wise elephant keeper will offer a bamboo shaft for the elephant's fidgety trunk to grasp. You see, the elephant will hold that piece of bamboo as if it was the most precious package it could carry. The elephant now had a focus and a purpose and will walk through that city with great dignity and poise. You see, the mind is much like the elephant without focus. It will wander off in curious exploration, grasping hold of anything that catches its fancy. An affirmation is a wonderful piece of bamboo that will center the attention and calm the wandering mind. You see, when the emphasis is on the Most High, That is within the mind rather than the distractions of the world. Eternal peace and calm are yours. You will walk with the poise and the presence of a child of the King through your kingdom. You will be grateful that all your needs will forever be met. The affirmation says, I am grateful. My peaceful mind reflects the prosperous universe. I am grateful. My peaceful mind reflects the prosperous universe. I am grateful. My peaceful mind reflects the prosperous universe. Nice. So today I wanted to kind of focus on focus. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I was reading this article. You know, I always read some articles. Actually, I got up this morning. I was reading a couple of articles. And I was reading the second article about Jay-Z and how he had went to therapy for healing some very unhealed spaces in him, which caused him to make some bad choices in his relationship, which he was saying, right, which was really interesting, which made me read this other article about focusing, because what he was saying is that a lot of every emotion connects. And in this article, he was saying that every emotion connects to the next emotion, which leads to sometimes why there's a disconnect between him and women, and why he had the need to mess around, because when you can't connect, then you just move from one space to another space to another space, and sometimes you're trying to be in all those spaces simultaneously, which means you never connect. And so he talked about the art of focusing. And so which led me to this article called The Art of Focusing on What You Want. And so I was going to share that with you today, and let's talk about focusing. Do you ever wonder how successful people seem to be able to attract what they want? Are you confused about why what you want hasn't manifested? The simple truth is this. People who attract what they want are not pushing what they want away. So let me explain. People who are attracting what they want in their life don't have some magical power that you don't have. They just have different habits and behaviors. They have mentorship. When you are primarily focused on what you don't have, and then what you don't have will keep showing up, what does focusing on what you don't want look like? What does focusing on what you don't want look like? It looks like chronically blaming others. It looks like your environment and outside forces for why you don't have what you want. It looks like believing that your potential is limited to what's in your bank account. It looks like believing that you are limited by your current circumstance. It also looks like denying your emotions. Ironically, when you focus on what you don't want, when you deny your emotions, when you reaffirm that you are limited by your current bank account or circumstances, you reinforce the very conditions you wish you could get rid of. Now, this isn't to say that you shouldn't be aware of your current limitations and resources. We must see things as they are, but we cannot make them worse than they are. And once you become aware of the limitations, your aim must be to focus on the solution and not the limitation. You see, think of it as arguing with the dark room. No amount of blame, no amount of arguing or complaining will have any effect. But when you turn on the light, the darkness fades. In this case, the light, in quotation marks, that I'm talking about is how you focus your attention. Are you primarily focused on the problem or the solution? You see, most people have a PhD in a problem and a kindergarten education in solutions. Let me say that again. Most people have a PhD in their problems and a kindergarten education in solutions. Let me stop right there. I know that to be true. I was just talking to somebody the other day, and they were so distraught. Oh, my God. And he was so distraught about not having money because he had been laid off from his job, and he felt like he couldn't take care of his family and all this stuff. And I was giving him solutions, and he was telling me why those solutions wouldn't work. I said, well, tell me some solutions that will work. You keep telling me what won't work. Let's take what you have and make it into something greater. Why do we have a PhD in our problems and a kindergarten education in our solutions? Now, this is the kicker right here. They say most people don't even know what they really want. There is no clear outcome that they are going for. So if you don't know what you want, then the universe can't bring it to you. Come on now, somebody ought to say amen to that. If you don't know what you want, the universe cannot, let me make it clear, cannot bring it to you. And if you won't know what courageous, imperfect action to take, because you will lack the clarity of your next step. If you don't know where you are going, then no matter where you arrive, it'll be your doing. So the fix is this. Come on now, y'all. Here it is. The fix is to get clear on what you want, to get clear on your outcome. Go beyond the fear and don't tell yourself that you don't know what you want. Guess, try, attempt, make it up. Focus on the outcome that feels within reach, but it's also a stretch. Notice your outcome is not the same as your next action step. So once you have your outcome, break it down into all the baby steps it will take to get there. So, for instance, what if you wanted to lose 25 pounds? That would be your outcome, right? So your baby steps would be 1, wake up at 5 or earlier, Monday through Friday. 2, do not eat 4 hours before bed. And make sure There are reminders in your calendars. Do not eat starchy carbs after 2. 4. Do at least 1 hour steady state cardio a day. 5. Train with weights 5 days a week in the gym. 6. Schedule my training and cardio. 7. Make sure that my home is rid of all contraband food items. 8. Get 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night. Drink 1/2 ounce of water per day per pound of body weight. What does that mean? That means if you weigh 200 pounds, then you drink 100 ounces of water a day. 10. Reduce stress through yoga and meditation or some other things that reduce stress. 11. Maintain compliance with your food plan and your supplement routine. And you will see losing 25 pounds is a specific outcome, but that outcome in and of itself does not have any clear action steps. So now I've been researching weight loss for the last 2 years, so I know the exact steps to take, he said. He said he found him some mentors. See, if you're clear on your outcome but don't know what your steps to take, then it's vital that you need to find a mentor, someone who has walked the path before you, someone who can shorten your learning curve. Someone who can give you feedback, someone who can encourage you, someone who can introduce you to the soul tribe of people who can support you and lift you up. He said, when I lost 55 pounds in 5 weeks, I wasn't focusing on staying fat. I was talking about all the things I had tried that didn't work. He said, I wasn't talking about all the things I tried that didn't work. I was focused on one thing and one thing only, and that was the outcome. To release those pounds and those daily habits associated with that particular outcome. I didn't do it alone. I had a mentor. You see, you have the power to create any reality that you focus on. He said the only difference between people who attract what they want and those that do not is simply 1, clarity of outcome. 2, breakdown of your outcome into small, actionable steps and focus on taking those steps. 3, the support of a team to teach you shortcuts and to hold you accountable for your own goals. When you live your life this way, you are not resisting what you want. You are actively creating what you do want. We do not live in a world of lack. One person's gain is not your loss. It's not too late. Last time wasn't your only chance. You live in an infinite abundance, and the only thing that prevents us from experiencing that abundance is our focus, our habits, and our clarity of a specific outcome. Take action and make it real. So, 1, what is the clear and the exact outcome you're going for? If you find yourself automatically saying, I don't know, then just make it up out the air. The truth is you do know. You're just too scared to admit it. Woo! What are the baby steps it will take to get there? Who is the person that can support you in your growth? All you got to do is get clear, break it down into small steps, and find support. Here's a tip. The more fear you feel, the better. Because fear is a sign that you are on track to manifest your goals. Let me say that again. The more fear you feel, the better. Fear is a sign that you are on track to manifest your goals. So what are your next steps? A, complete the exercise above. B, take one small baby step today. C, decide who will support you and be committed to the commitment to working with them. But most importantly, be committed to the commitment to you. No more messing around and playing small. It's time to get clear and bring your goals to life, starting right now. It's time to take the vision off the vision board and put it in the driveway. This is a solvable problem if we start now. Remember, we got to get out there and take action and make it real and stop talking about it and be about it. Woo. Focus. And it's so easy to get distracted, family. It's so easy to get distracted on the way to that goal, on the way to your dreams. So easy to fall off. And most people fall off. Look, statistics, reading this article, he says most people fall off. Can you believe why most people fall off? Do anybody know? Because we don't think we are deserving. Ask because we don't think we're deserving. I want that to marinate in your heart. Why did we come all this way that we're not deserving? Where focus goes, energy flows. Where focus goes, energy flows. And if you don't take the time to focus on what matters, then you're living a life of someone else's design. Think about that. If you think you're not worthy, where's your energy going to go? To things that are proven to you that you are right. Focus goes where energy flows. So if you don't take time to focus on what matters, then you live in a life of someone else's design. We always blaming our circumstances for what they are. We don't believe in circumstances. The people who get on this world are people who get up and look for the circumstances they want. If they can't find them, then we have to make them. That was a quote by George Bernard Shaw one time. Joseph Campbell once said, if you do follow your bliss, you put yourself on a kind of track that has been there all the while waiting for you. And the life you ought to be living is the one you are living. When you can see that you begin to meet people who are in the field of your bliss and they open the doors to you, I say follow your bliss and don't be afraid. Doors will open where you didn't know they were going to be. If you follow your bliss, doors will open for you that wouldn't have opened for anyone else. Campbell was an American mythologist, writer, and lecturer. Follow your bliss. Don't be afraid. It's never too late. As long as you can breathe, you can change. Family, we've been focusing on the wrong thing for too long. Wherever we put our attention expands and it impacts what we experience and create in your life exactly what it is you're focusing on. Where are you looking? What are you paying attention to? You see, when we allow ourselves to engage in worry, obsessing, or regret, our attention quickly slips away from the type of thinking that is support our attention, our intention. When we are distracted by so many things, social media, reality TV, advertising, and a gazillion other stimuli that compete for our attention, we diffuse our focus from the things that are most important to reaching our goals. And it's so easy to get distracted. So easy to get distracted. It's so easy to be reminded that you're not good enough. This too big, this too small, this too light, this too dark, this ain't this and this is that. You know, with all the thoughts about natural hair, straight hair, or this kind of this and that. And if you don't have this or if you don't have, you know, what if it all was good? What if natural hair was good? What if straight hair was good? What if it was just all good and it was just a matter of how you wanted to show up? And no matter what we do, if it's not what we do, we want to make somebody else wrong for their way. Natural hair want to make people wrong for straight hair. Straight hair want to make natural hair wrong for natural hair. You know, this want to make, and this religion want to make this. And in reality, why does it really matter? Why can't I look at you and say, oh, you're beautiful? Regardless if your hair is different than mine. My hair might be straight, yours might be, or my hair might be in a big old afro and yours might be straight, but it's still beautiful. And can we all be beautiful? Can we all have our own brand of beauty? Can we all be amazing in our own way? Absolutely. You know why? We can all be because we're all different aspects of the Creator. But we've given ourselves away to what's right, or we have allowed other people to dictate what beauty is. We have allowed other people to dictate to us and define us. And today I want you to define what is beauty to you. I want you to define what is you, how you should show up. And then, you know, I was listening to Tracy Ellis Ross, and, you know, she's very successful and she's doing all these amazing things. But people walk up to her and say, well, why are you not married and have children? Well, why does that even matter? And she's, you know, was saying how no matter how many Golden Globes and awards she wins, she's not successful because she doesn't have a man and doesn't have a child. Well, who's defining that? Who's saying that having a man validates you and having children validates you? Fit into the same box. And so today we get to choose our own box. And we get to knock the walls out the box and say, no, I'm not going to be in a box. We get to define that. We get to own that. We get to say who we are. You get to own your own voice. But will you take a stand and own your own voice? Will you say yes to who you are? Now, this is no pun on men or anything, but this is a great time to be a woman. Look at women, where you're going. Look at all. I mean, I was just. Now, I know you say I read everything, but I was just reading an article. Even women are taking over porn. These two women who are producing porn so that porn can even show up differently. Now, I know you're like, we're on the prayer line. Why is she talking about porn? I'm just saying women are taking over every area where there was not, and I mean where there were not women doing any of that. You know, in a very patriarchal media, women are moving up. The first black woman ever had ABC. The first black woman to ever head a media outlet in Alabama. You know, just all these different articles. And with so much going on in our society, we're stepping up to the plate. We're producing movies and doing things that we've never done before. This is such a great time to be a woman on the planet. And I'm proud to be a woman, and I'm proud to stand in the ownership of who I am, knowing that there's not a job, a place, or a thing that I can or cannot do if I desire to do it. Whatever that may be. So today, I want us to really know that. There's no reason why we can't own or be or have any of the things we desire, whether we're a woman or a man, black, white, blue, or green, tall, short, dark, light, it don't matter. We don't want to place those limits when we start looking at how we cannot do something. I think what made me a very successful finance manager, when I was a finance manager for Mercedes and Nissan and GMAC and all that, it's because when I looked at someone's credit report, I looked at what could I do to get them in a car. I wasn't looking at all the things that they didn't do well. I looked at all the things they did do well. So when I was selling this paper to the bank to finance this car for me, I wasn't looking at, yeah, they had 10 bankruptcies and 2 repos and all this stuff. Well, yeah, that was 5 years ago, but look what they've done in 5 years. They've been able to create $100,000 worth of credit and been able to pay it on time. You know, it's about what, but people want to focus on the left side and not focus on the right side. So my message to us today is, when you find your mind reminding you or trying to put you into a place that you're not good enough, I want you to remove that thought and come back to the idea. By learning to breathe, just take in a deep breath. When your finances are out of order and you can't figure out how to get it together and your body seems to constrict because you don't know, just breathe. And just know that you are abundant. When you open the Hindu Bible, the first thing it says is that you came from abundance. You shall remain in abundance. Because you are abundance. Let's breathe. Just breathe, family, that you are well. If you have a dis-ease in your body and it reminds you that you're never going to get well again or whatever, just breathe into the space and remind it that you have dominion over your body. You have dominion over your finances. You have dominion over your relationships. You have dominion over this earth. You have dominion over whatever is causing you to have a focus that's not in the direction you want it to go in. You have dominion over it. And so today, I remind you that whatever you focus on, and whatever you focus your attention on will expand and it will impact what you experience. Let me say that again. Whatever you put your attention expands and it impacts what you will experience and what you will create in your life. Consider where you're looking. Consider what you're paying attention to. We have to learn how to train our focus. We have to learn how to train our focus. Yes, we have to learn how to train it. You see, your mind is a terrible boss, but a great employee. Attention training is a way to make your mind work for you in the optimal way. So we got to learn how to pay attention to what thoughts are going through our mind. I call this attention training because you have to pay attention to your thoughts. It's different from meditation because it's solely about building your focus muscle. It's paying attention to what's going across your thoughts. When you go, and I tell you, I thought I was the most positive, amazing person in the world in terms of my thinking that I was positive, right? Baby. So I gave an assignment to us on the Love Journey, and I had us take to keep a small little journal in like a pocket or something in our purse or whatever. And every time we had a thought that was not to our higher good, make a check. And so, thought I was going to have a few checks. Baby, when I was really paying attention to my thoughts, I wasn't as positive, but my positive energy wasn't so much about other people as it was about me. I was always out looking in the mirror, blah, 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 or whatever things was going on in my process in that moment. And I was thinking, wow, Janine, I never paid attention to these thoughts. So that's why I started calling it paying attention to my thoughts, attention training. It's a paying attention to your thoughts and removing that thought by switching the thought in the instant when it comes. Why this matters? Because the ability to focus on your attention on what you choose is not only fundamental to your success, it's the key to your well-being. You see, what we pay attention to can either deplete us or bring us more peace, production, or prosperity. However, since our monkey minds can be so easily distracted, we got to train it. We got to train it like we go in the gym because what? This is a muscle. We got to train it like we do when we're in the gym, training our bodies. We got to train our mind because what? Our mind is a terrible boss but a great employee.
Our attention training is a way to make our mind work in an optimal way. We got to be committed to practicing training our thoughts all day long. Whenever the thought come up that is not conducive to our higher good, we got to instantly change the thought and become more focused on what it is that we want to bring into our experience. Because once you come off the meditation or once you come off the prayer line and then you get to talking to other people who may not have been on the prayer line, who may have not meditated today, and guess what? They start talking about gas prices and men this and women that and da-da-da and da-da-da-da. And guess what? You get caught up. When I first got laid off from my job, oh, my God. So I was so distraught because I was making, you know, six figures, and I was excited, and my life was good. I love my job. I love my life, and I couldn't believe that they was closing our company, that I was no longer going to be working in a field and things that I love. I couldn't believe that this was happening. And so most of the time I was talking to people we were working with, because, you know, when you work with people, you spend a good majority of time with them, right? So now that we're not working, we talking to each other on the phone, you know, they calling me and we talking. And what I found one day is that when I got off the phone with either one or all of them, I was in a fear mode. Because I no longer had the idea of X amount of dollars coming in every week. I'm not going to have that, right? And so now fear mode is coming in because I'm like, I got a car note, I got tuition, I got mortgages, I got this, I got that. And so whenever I got off the phone with them, either one of them, I was in fear mode. I found myself, my body all tense, not understanding, knowing how things were going to work out, how I was going to, you know, thinking of how I was going to cut back everything. And one day I had decided, you know what, I cannot talk to these people. I got to build my faith muscle. I get on the prayer line every morning talking about God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. Ooh. God is the source of my unlimited supply, everything and everybody, possibly not now, because I no longer had this, the outlet that God had given me to bring source into my life. Now I'm afraid. And I had to leave those people alone for a while until I built up myself that point where I was so in so much faith that it didn't matter what was going on, because I knew source was going to take care of whatever it is that was coming up. But I had to work on my mind, work on my thoughts, work on my body, work on everything that was coming up in me, because it's hard when you're with other people and you're used to being around them and now they're calling and calling and you're not answering because they're not helping you stay focused. Because it's so easy to fall prey to what our eyes can see. Let me say that again. It's so easy to fall prey to what our eyes can see. But as metaphysicians, as masters, as dominion owners, as authority owners, guess what? Your eyes have to see beyond what the physical is showing you. Yes, your bank account might even be in the red. It might even be just at zero. It might even have a few dollars in there. But you got to see more than that. And you got to realize that it shows in your body. Oh, my God. Can I tell you, when I look back over those times, how the constriction was happening, when I should have been staying open? See, the body, if we pay attention, the body speaks to us. The body was showing up in so much fear. My body was so tense, and I didn't even realize it. Because I stopped getting my massages and I needed to keep doing everything I was doing so that I can keep. But the first thing our mind wants to do is when something changes in our financial situation is cut back. Because what? we start seeing lack. Soon as we cannot see a way, we see lack. Why didn't I still see abundance even though? Because it was just a, that was just a form of God's, you know, that job was just another form of God's channel. That wasn't my only channel. That's not the only way God could have blessed me. But guess what? God can't do no more for me than what God can do through me. So if I'm closed up, and if I think that's the only way God can bless me, then guess what? Then I'm absolutely right. So guess what? I go through lack because I'm believing in lack now because I'm experiencing it because I don't think that because I believe that having a job is the only way that I can receive sources, and that wasn't true. But that was my truth at that time. And I had to learn to focus differently. I had to learn how to breathe. Family, I wasn't breathing. Sometimes we forget to breathe. The people call, and one day I stopped not answering. I start answering the phone. Janine, you owe such and such and such, and you blah, blah, blah. Yes, I do. And guess what? I don't know exactly what day I'm going to pay you, but when I do, I will. And that would be the only thing I would say. When God sends the money to me, when God sends, you know, my source, I will send it to you. At this point, I don't have an exact date, but I do have an intention on paying you. And that's all I would say. They be like they try to pull me in and all that other stuff and da 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 da. I'm like, I have $10 to send you, I'll send you that. Whatever I had to send you. If I owe you $100 and I got $20, here's $20. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I had or whatever I could do, I did it. But I had to grow my consciousness back into a space of more than enough and abundance. Not having a job should not have supported the idea of lack, because lack didn't come from my job. Prosperity didn't come from my job. It only comes because I am prosperity. I am prosperity consciousness. I am the consciousness of money. So if I am money, I am the consciousness of money. Why was I afraid when I didn't have a job? Because I didn't know no better. I had believed in separation. I believed in the idea of lack. I believed in the idea because that's what I was taught. You got to work hard for your money so you can have it. You got to work hard. That wasn't true. And so I had a conditioning in my mind and in my body and every cell that taught me that I had to work hard in order to have what I wanted, which wasn't the truth. The truth was all I needed to do was learn how to be in the flow. The truth is all I needed to do was be in the flow, be in the flow, be in alignment. And I would attract my good by becoming my good. I would attract success by being success, not chasing it, but being it. But I didn't even understand what being it meant. I heard all that good stuff. Yeah, be success. Oh, yeah. Don't look for love. Be love. Oh, yeah. All that stuff sounds good. But I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to be love. I didn't know how to be prosperity. I didn't know what being actually meant. I know what it means in theory. I know what it means in definition, but I didn't know how to action it out in my life. How do you be money? How do you be love? How do you be these things that people, how do you be success? You don't become successful by chasing success. You become success by being successful. I'm like, okay, that sounds good. Sounds like some good stuff to me. But how do I actually put that in action in my life? That was the very question for me. How do I be money? How do I develop a consciousness that will attract all that I desire and more? How do I get the consciousness of an Oprah Winfrey or Tyler Perry? I love when Oprah Winfrey did on the last day of our meditation. She said, you know, she said it at the Essence Festival too, so y'all know I know about her. She walked out on that stage and she spoke on the meditation. She said, I'm living a dream, family. I feel like it was me saying it. That's how I know about her. I'm living a dream, family. I'm living the dream, not because I am special, because I was obedient to the call. And that thing blew me away. Even when she did it at the Essence Festival, and even when she just did it on the 22nd day of the meditation, it blew me away because she said, I only had a dream for 6 trees. I had met this lady who was the richest lady at the time I had ever met. She invited me to her house in Baltimore, and I was standing in her living room looking out the window, her picture window, and I counted her trees. She had 6 trees, and I said, God, I wanted a house with 6 trees. And Oprah said, not only did God give her a house with 6 trees, but he gave her a house with 3,686 trees. She said the vision she had for herself was a house with 6 trees, but the vision God had for her life was the 3,600, and she only had the 6. Come on, God. You see, the dream that God has for us is bigger than the dream that we even have for ourselves. That's why I'm asking you today to have the eyes of God, so that you can see in the eyes of God, that you can see beyond what your physical means are coming in right now, that you can see beyond whatever's happening in your life right now, that you can see beyond whatever's in your bank account right now, that you can come into the flow and the alignment with the knowing that you are all that God is, and that nothing and nothing shall stop you from having and being and knowing who you are today. Not one iota thought of not being good enough or not worthy enough or not any of that stuff enough, but today that you will know that you are more than worthy, that you are more than abundant, that you are more than enough just the way you are, and everything that you have is enough to get what you need in order to move into the space that you desire. Everything that you have is inside of you right now. If there's a bill that needs to be paid and you don't know where it's coming from, the money is in you. If there's a dis-ease in your body, the healing is in you. But you got to see it first in your mind's eye. Is your relationship, you got to change the way you see the person that you're looking at each and every day. Your husband, your wife, or whatever, your child, whatever. I know because I've worked it. I'm not telling you something, oh, just because I read it in a book. I'm not telling you something that I heard somebody else say. I'm telling you I know it works because I worked it. I had a daughter going off on the wrong path. I had a man not necessarily showing up in the way that I desired in a relationship. I had times when my bank account didn't reflect what I was talking to you about. And I said, God, how you got me on this phone praying every day, talking about abundance, and my bank account look like this? Don't make no sense. I deserve better than this, God. Come on now. It's all in the consciousness. It's all in the focus. It's all in the awareness. So today, family, would you do the work? Even if you need an accountability person, if you need a coach, if you need whatever you need, go and get it. Don't think you can do it by yourself. If you can't do it by yourself, it is okay to hire your coach. If you don't hire your coach, it's okay to get an accountability partner. It's okay to get somebody who will be committed to the commitment to help support you to moving and shifting your consciousness to that next level. But the real commitment is from you. It's going to be from your daily habits. It's going to be you monitoring what you thought. It's going to be you saying to yourself, I can no longer continue down this road. If I want something different, then I got to show up differently. I can't continue to think that doing the same thing is going to give me a different result. I can't continue to think that the thing that brought me here is the same thing that's going to take me out of it. Because the same mind that brought you to where you are right now is the same mind that you have right now, else you wouldn't be there. So get support. Go surround yourself with people doing what you're doing, or want to do, I mean, so that you can get where you want to get. That's my message today, and I'm complete. I didn't realize time had went by so fast. So if you have any comments, questions, concerns, you want to add your voice, you can star 6 on the teleconference line, and you could, or you can add touch the 1 on their phone on Blog Talk Radio, and let me know that you have a comment, concern, or thought process that you want to add your voice this morning. Thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey, and remember, tomorrow is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Y'all know I love Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Y'all know it. I think I love everything, isn't it? Isn't that the truth? Wait, I love Christmas. I love music. I love Millionaire Mind Cafe. I love myself some Janine. All right, y'all. I love myself some you. And I know I'm done. I'm complete. All right, no questions. Well, I want to remind you today, family, that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And I want to remind you to choose love, because love is really the only choice in this life. And as I remind you to don't just dream, but to just dream. The power is in you, and I want you to work it today, family. And I'm going to play Be Mad for Christmas, because I want y'all to be mad. Would you be mad for Christmas? This is Kim, y'all. You've been tuned in to another Love Journey production with your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Be mad. Good morning.
In the snow, I can make a little fire, we can break it down like Eskimos. Simply stated, there's no place I'd rather be. It's Christmas time for you and me, girl. Spread love, peace, and joy throughout the world. While every little boy is trying to find something for his favorite girl. Yes, baby, your Santa Claus is on his way. He'll be keeping you satisfied Christmas Day. What can I do to make your dreams come true for Christmas? What can I bring to make your heart sing so you'll be mine for Christmas? Have a Merry Christmas, babe. Hey, girl.
There'll be jingle bells for you and me. We'll snuggle by the Christmas tree. A celebration of green and gold. We'll sing along to Nat King Cole. Good tidings to all and to all good cheer. I just want to know my baby's here. Keeping me warm all through the night, yeah. Got an angel by my side. What can I do to make your dreams come true for Christmas? What can I bring to make your heart sing tonight so you will be?
Anything.
All I want is the joy you bring. I'll give you my heart wrapped up in a bow. La 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 la, all the way we go.
Girl, it's Christmas when I'm loving you. Yeah.
What can I do,
hey,
to make your dreams come true for Christmas?
Be mine for Christmas. What can I bring you, girl?
Oh.
I want to make your dreams come true so you'll be mine.
I want to be yours.
Will you be mine, baby?
Yes, be mine.
Oh, for Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas, girl. You.
Don't you? I know you do.
You said anything?
Glad I'd give you anything.